sale. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Prime Minister of Denmark says the idea the United States could buy its territory, Greenland, is absurd. It's something President Trump says he's thought about and says it makes sense.
They carry it at a great loss. And strategically for the United States, it would be nice. And we're a big ally of Denmark, and we help Denmark, and we protect Denmark, and we will.
Greenland has been a Danish territory since 1814. A top senator says a report on how the investigation of the Trump campaign and Russian election meddling got started is going to be damning and ugly. More from Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington.
Chris, the Justice Department's Inspector General's report into the origins of the Russia probe has been expected for weeks. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, we could know more soon.
I'm going to meet with the Attorney General next week. I want to declassify as much as possible. I want the American public to hear the story.
President Trump has accused the intelligence community of improperly surveilling his campaign. House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff has maintained the probe is a politically motivated scheme. Chris.
Rachel Sutherland in Washington, thanks. An ex-girlfriend tipped off police to a Florida man's threat that he wanted to kill a lot of people.
25-year-old Tristan Wicks appeared before a judge in Volusia County Saturday. He's accused of threatening to kill at least 100 people. Wicks was arrested Friday. The sheriff's office says Wicks's ex-girlfriend tipped them off about the threats.
He did what we beg people in the community to do, see something, say something, and then let us take it from there.
The sheriff's office released alleged text messages from Wicks that said a school is a weak target and that he'd likely fire into a large crowd of people over 3 miles away, also saying he wanted to break the world record for the longest confirmed kill ever.
That's Fox 35 Orlando's Jessica Albert. Dow futures are up 271 points ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America is listening to Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download.
Two firefighters on a fishing trip in Florida are missing.
The Coast Guard is searching for Brian McCluney and Justin Walker, last seen Friday morning taking off from Port Canaveral, Florida, to fish. The firefighters were headed toward a reef but never returned from the trip. Family members alerted officials late Friday. By Sunday, search crews had covered 4,800 square miles with no sign of the missing men. McCluney is a Navy veteran and Jacksonville firefighter, and Walker is a firefighter in Fairfax, Virginia. Their families say they are holding out hope they will be found alive, and if anyone can survive an ordeal at sea, it's them. Multiple agencies and other boaters are helping in the search. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
The former Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco's died of cancer, 76 years old. She called it an honor and a blessing to lead the state through the aftermath of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Flags at state buildings are being flown at half-staff through her funeral next Saturday. At the movies.
The tale about a trio of 12-year-olds, Good Boys, is the first R-rated comedy in the last 3 years to open at number one.
You can spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires?
No, she's a nymphomaniac. Someone who has sex on land and sea.
Good Boys surpasses expectations to debut with 21 million. Hobbs and Shaw moved to number two. Other new films struggled. The Angry Birds Movie 2 and the Shark Attack sequel, 47 meters down, uncaged. The movie Blinded by the Light was warmly received. It's about a British-Pakistani teen whose life is transformed after he discovers Springsteen. Debbie Hanley, Fox News.
Down power lines and trees from summer storms have delayed trains and closed down some major roads in central and southern Germany. Several people are reported hurt. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's
Monday, August 21, our local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Thomas and Ellis Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. You can contact Justin or Dave, 217-356-2400, or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois is promoting parking options for football game days. The North Campus parking garage on University Avenue is free and available on game days, and there will be a free shuttle to the stadium. The News Gazette says the university also is showing off a new mobile stadium ticketing and prepaid parking system. They can now either get a paper ticket mailed to them or an electronic barcode sent to their smartphones. Illinois health officials are encouraging people to be cautious about blue-green algae growth along Illinois waterways. Fox2Now.com says most of the growth is harmless, but it can cause sickness in people and pets. The state is recommending not allowing pets to drink the water. A Villa Grove man has been charged with criminal sexual assault and aggravated domestic battery. Police say 24-year-old Dustin White and the woman he's accused of assaulting had a dating relationship. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
ESPN 93.5. We're going to talk to Alan Sachs here coming up in just a moment. Our local news with Jamie, brought to you by Thomas and Ellers Insurance.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas and Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. Here you go with your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From Simple to Simply Magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey with our weather.
A little foggy this morning, Stevie. We've got a 20% chance of precipitation. Today's high 88, 70 our low this evening. 86 the high, with a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, down to around 66 at night. Late showers expected on Wednesday, with a high 87, low 64. Right now, the temperature's at 70. ESPN 93.5.
We've been telling you about Ghost Stever, where you go and register for a chance at free stuff. Today, it's $30 to golf at Stone Creek. Stone Creek, one of the best golf courses in all of Central Illinois. At 8 o'clock this morning, there'll be like 10 $30 gift certificates, vouchers available. But you'll have to be registered at GoStever.com at 8 o'clock sharp. You can go at GoStever.com and hit accept if you want $30 to golf at Stone Creek. But you can still register if you haven't done it yet. You have to set up a username and a password. Then at 8 o'clock sharp, this won't last longer than a couple of minutes, so you got to be ready. $30 Stone Creek for golf. Come on.
Awesome.
GoStever.com. GoldStever.com. G-O-Stever, S-T-E-V-E-R.com. Get registered 8 a.m. $30 free money to golf at Stone Creek Golf Club. Ladies and gentlemen, professor of the University of Texas at Arlington. He is a political science ace. He is still teaching, my friends. And you're doing one class this fall, Alan? What are you doing?
I'm hanging on. Hanging
okay.
on.
Still doing a class. Still observing the youth of America. It's certainly changed in 50 years, hasn't it?
Oh, boy, has it. Today is the first day of public schools in a lot of parts of Texas and maybe other parts of the country. I'm not a great fan of public schools. I think that's where a lot of our problems come from. The teachers try to indoctrinate the students. Social justice and all this kind of stuff. And if you want to be a girl, you can be a boy. You can be whatever you want to be. And I think that's ridiculous. Just teach the history, the government, the mathematics, and let it be done with. But no, they got to start this whole new agenda.
Well, and I think it hasn't helped for the breakdown
help at all.
Of the family, the breakdown of the family, where you don't have a parent. It used to be you call mom and dad, the kids get in trouble if they get home, and now it's you can't reach mom and dad, and if you do, you might get cussed out.
That's right. You're exactly right. But we make a big to-do about it. This is my own idea, my own two cents on public school education. I think a lot of the ills of our society are derived from public school education. I'm a great fan of public schools and home learning and online learning. What do they need to go to a brick-and-mortar school for when they have so much right in front of them on their computers? But we waste a lot of money on building public schools. It creates a lot of jobs for people, but that's about it.
What would you do with the folks who don't have that guidance that would be able to have discipline to learn from home? There's a lot of homeschooling going on, but again...
But the schools, there's, I don't know if there's any discipline there either, but it is a mess. I do know the students know very, very little once they hit college.
Well, I don't know if you can argue. There's certainly some that make it through just fine, but there's a whole lot that probably aren't proficient in what they need to be proficient in. All right, item one, if you say recession enough, does it mean we have
a recession?
I mean, that's the new Russia, isn't it?
You were thinking the same thing I was. President Trump said that the media is trying to create a recession. I think he's partially correct. I listen to a lot of talk shows and to a lot of stuff on television, a lot of interviews, and inevitably the critics of President Trump go to the word recession. And I think if you talk about it enough, you have one. You scare people, they don't want to go shopping, they don't want to buy a car, and that happens a lot.
What kind of life are we living in America when the people that are supposed to represent us are rooting for bad things?
That's a great point. Not only that, they're creating sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, like in California. And you would think that local public officials elected to office of great responsibility would do something different. Instead, they're going in the very opposite direction. Everybody knows our big cities are really a mess. Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, New York City is going in that way. Don't we learn from that kind of stuff going on? Evidently not.
What do you think happens in the Democratic presidential campaign?
It's probably going to be between Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. And both of them want free everything. And Bernie wants free education. Just get rid of all of our student debt, and that'll do it. It won't do a thing. And that's the kind of stuff that we're going to talk about in the campaign. So President Trump may indeed be able to pull it out. But it's going to be tough, by the way, because he's up against the media. He's up against public education. The left in this country, they've captured the language. And once you've got that language, you have a lot going. Racism, white supremacy, and the left has that language. But President Trump, against all of that, may be able to pull it out against Kamala Harris or Bernie or Elizabeth Warren, who has a plan for everything. But it's going to be still this pretty tough battle. It's not going to be Joe Biden, I don't believe.
Yeah, I think I agree with that. But, Alan, would this, and you know history like nobody else, would this be the chance finally for an independent to slide down the middle and win this thing?
It could, but I don't see one around. You make a very good point. I thought that maybe the former president of Starbucks might be that individual. But I think he's not running anymore, as far as I know. I don't hear much from him. But he would have been good. A billionaire could spend a lot of money. But there are not many Ross Perots around. Ross Perot, by the way, just passed away a couple of weeks ago here in Texas. But if I'm hunting for another Ross Perot. But I don't see one.
Yeah, okay. And then there's the constitutional issue of what if nobody gets 270 electoral votes? How would that resolve itself if there were three candidates?
That's right. But then it would still go into the House of Representatives, and they would pick the President of the United States. And that could happen. It would really be an interesting thing if it did. But you're right. If you had three candidates, and it's a very close election, as it looks like it's going to be, that would make for some very, very interesting politics. But I don't think it's going to go that way. I think it's either going to be President Trump again or one of the Democrats.
Well, I tell you what, it's certainly going to be an easy choice. You're either going to go to Donald Trump or you're going to go far left if you think Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris, both very far left. I can't imagine.
The Democratic Party has changed so much. And I'm thinking about the squad,
yeah.
Whatever they name themselves. What a group that the Democratic Party led in. And by the way, people have a right to run, no question about that. But the Democratic Party, all political parties, have some responsibility to monitor their own membership. and they didn't do it very well with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and people like that. They've taken the Democratic Party into an abyss.
Well, I tell you, it certainly changed. If you remember, John Kennedy would be a Republican right now, wouldn't he?
Oh, he'd be certainly much more conservative than anything we have now.
Yeah.
But mainly it's responsibility. The Democrats have no responsibility. Think of the language. I heard somebody else say that the other day, and I've been thinking about it. Calling the president a white nationalist, calling the president of the United States a racist, and that's coming from the Democratic Party, elected officials running for office. Just the language they use is very, very irresponsible.
Professor, always a pleasure to begin my Mondays with you. I thank you, as always, from Texas. Thank you, sir.
I'm on a roll today.
I know you are. You are. I really appreciate having you on. Thank you, Alan.
I appreciate it very much, sir.
You betcha. Dr. Alan Sachs, Professor, Political Science, University of Texas at Arlington. You're always welcome to chime in if you'd like. 359-2255 if you'd like to text in. You are welcome. ESPN 93.5, August 21, Monday morning. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey. If you'd have said the Cubs and Cardinals will be tied August 21st for first place and Milwaukee's only two behind, you'd go, yeah, we kind of expected a good race in the Central.
Uh-huh. And with the St. Louis Cardinals beating the Reds yesterday 5-4, let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals are back home to play the Brewers and the Rockies on a nice homestand this week. We'll have the Hall of Fame weekend and the Players weekend, but it turned out to be a decent weekend in Cincinnati as the Cardinals gained a split, hanging on to win 5-4 yesterday. Carlos Martinez got the save for Jack Flaherty.
And hanging on is the right term for what happened in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Reds rallied. They scored a couple of runs. Carlos Martinez picked up save number 14, but he was not at his sharpest. Jack Flaherty gets the win. He deserved it. He pitched well again, and Jack Flaherty continues to shine.
So the Cardinals come home in first place, and they're playing the Brewers, who are challenging for the division and perhaps a wild card. On the mound tonight, it's Dakota Hudson against Zach Davies, and we're on the air from Busch Stadium at 5:50 for the 6:45 game.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Cubs got a win 7-1 over the Pirates and lots of home runs during the game.
That was a little league game where there were 8,000 seats.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was really cool. All the kids were there. The
Williamsport.
Kids, yeah, Williamsport. They hung out with the kids. It was really kind of cool.
Nice.
Cubbies used long ball.
Castellanos drives one in the air deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Nicholas Castellanos gives the Cubs a 1-0 lead. Hayward drives one the opposite field to left over the wall. Home run. Jason Hayward, an opposite field line drive home run. Cubs lead 2-0.
Here comes the pitch to Rizzo. He hits one to deep left center field. Going back is the center fielder Marte. And this one is gone.
Anthony Rizzo with a home run, two-run shot.
So it's the same dimensions, though, isn't
yeah,
same, it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the Little League one across the street okay. And the Major League one across. Yeah, they're not playing Little League field. That would be a lot of home runs.
Okay.
Fly ball, home run. Fly ball, home run.
All right. Washington beat Milwaukee 16-8. Of course, we're keeping track of the Brewers, too. Angels over the Chicago White Sox 9-2. They've got Minnesota today. Cubs with the day off.
Okay, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
88 our high, 70 our low, 20% chance of precipitation, partly cloudy conditions after the fog burns off after 9 tonight. Today, we've got a high of 86 tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers down to 67. 87 the high on Wednesday, 40% chance of rain late, low 64. Right now, the temperature's at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
Justin Thomas wins the BMW. Thomas Peters, former Lana, the Czech Masters, a winner in European Tour.
For the second time.
Cedric Benson dies in a motorcycle crash. He was a former Chicago Bear running back.
Age 36.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provida Financial Group in Champaign. where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 7:20 on this Monday morning.
From the Fox Business Network, Estee Lauder is reporting a stronger-than-expected quarter. The company is calling it outstanding financial results, though the quarter did include expenses for restructuring. Sales were up 9%. There was improvement in nearly every category. Estee Lauder is a major beauty and skincare company. Its brands include Aramis, Clinique, Bobbi Brown, Bumble and Bumble, MAC, Smashbox, Prescriptives, and others. A survey of economists reveals more than a third believe the U.S. is heading for a recession to happen within the next 2 years. 34% of those surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics expect a recession in the U.S. by the end of 2021. Yesterday, President Trump dismissed concerns about a recession, saying we're doing tremendously well. This morning, both China and Germany have taken steps to prop up their economies. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
In US.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. How are you doing today? Energetic, optimistic, full of possibilities, or is it just another lethargic day? Our biggest fear of what's happening today in society is not what's happening. It ought to be how we react to what's happening. There's a lot of toxic talk, toxic news, toxic tragedies, and people don't seem like they are getting along with one another. Truth is, though, the world has been in shambles for thousands of years, yet average people like you and I rose up to provide hope in our surroundings. Today is the day to say hello to our neighbor, especially those on the other side of the aisle, those who don't like us or think like us. Bake some cookies for them, invite them for coffee, talk about their kids, their schooling, their life. Be a neighbor, be a friend, change your thinking and change the world. Get inspired to change the world by joining me this year at the Live to Lead with John Maxwell at the iHotel on Friday, October 11th. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
And I am planning to go to that October 11th. It is so uplifting, and Habib does such a great job. It's October 11th, iHotel, if you want to be a part of the
Lead
for Life.
Uh-huh.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has the appliances you're looking for. If you need a dishwasher, if you need a refrigerator, you need a freezer, you need a washer or dryer, and plus they're going to stand by what they sell you, which is very refreshing. And it's a Central Illinois business located in Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and Champaign. So you can stop by. They're on Neal, North Neal, as you drive toward the mall before you get to I-74 interchange. It'll be on the right-hand side of the road as you're driving north. And when you go in there, they're going to know their product. The people will come up and say, may I help you? And they know all about their GE or Maytag or Electrolux or Bosch or Beko or Whirlpool, whatever brand you favor, they carry it and they service it. You'll like working with them. They're very professional. Again, they know what they're doing. And if you work with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you receive the famous free 10-year protection plan. Wow! Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in Champaign, again, just south of the I-74 interchange on Neal Street. You can start online at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. We got Chris, what do you know? Foggy, eh?
It is very foggy out here, and I'm only seeing about half of the people with their headlights on. It's not like you need your headlights to see, but...
To be seen.
Okay.
Because, again, we have it in Urbana here, but patchy in the country, depending on where you go, get really thick. So
right.
Good tip. Thank you for that, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You bet. Chris says, turn on your headlights like Woody Burnell, my driver's ed teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to see, but to be seen.
Exactly.
Except when that one guy got his test back from Woody. I think it was a D minus. And he said, what? You ain't nobody. And Woody said, what? Nothing. Flashback. All right. 7:26. Coming up at 8 a.m. online only. Ghost Stever giving out $30 bill, if there were such a thing.
Okay.
To go golfing at Stone Creek is such a great golf course.
Yeah.
So I'm giving out $30 bills coming up top of the hour to be used toward golf at Stone Creek. And it's free, and there are two stipulations. You got to use it within 7 days, and you got to tell me what you thought of the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's free money. It's that thing where I said, use Stevie J's money. and keep the stuff.
Well, register at GoSteeper.com.
You got to get registered, and you have to be registered. This is for people online only. It's going to go more and more toward this, so I encourage you to get part of it because if I reach for negative, the only negative would be you're going to earn more than $600 in the course of a year, and I got to send you a 1099.
I see.
That's it. That's
wow.
All I got. Well, I mean, we did $2,000 roof.
Yeah, that's true.
We did that last week. But I can't. If you don't like that rule, you got to talk to Rodney Davis. That's a congressional thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's it. You just win a lot from us, and it's a great partnership that we have going on with both you and our clients and our business partners. And Stone Creek is one of them. So I'm giving out $30 bills. But again, you have to be registered at GoSteever.com, and it lights up at 8 a.m. and it probably will be gone. 10 or 15 of these $30 bills will go away probably in 2 minutes.
Okay.
GoSteever.com if you want to go golfing at Stone Creek. I'll give you $30 toward that. Now, tomorrow, Yoshi Hayasaki is going to be on with me for a few moments.
Okay.
Hayasaki Gymnastics. We've talked about gymnastics. George Springer, former World Series MVP, center fielder for Houston Astros, said it all started in gymnastics when I learned my body. The really, really good athletes get started in gymnastics. You don't have to be a high bar guy. You just be a person that does a forward roll.
Better coordination, center of gravity, all that.
I am so confident in Yosh, I'm going to give out a month worth of trying it for your child. Or you. If you're an adult, I don't care. I
think there you go.
I could use a forward roll in my life. That'd be a scene.
Okay.
That'd be a viral video. I got dizzy. You just did a forward roll, sir.
Exactly.
I'm dizzy.
Hey, the somersault can be complicated.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow's offer. That'll be via text. So if you want a month, we'll do four, one a week for a month, I'll pay for it. And all you have to do is say, that's something I want my child to do. I'll pay the first month because that's how confident I am, the Yosh.
Hayasaki Gymnastics in Champaign is a top-notch gymnastics teaching ground for a child's discipline and dedication to a craft. Hayasaki Gymnastics also serves the purpose of growing a child's confidence in their own body and knowing how their body operates to help them in future athletic endeavors. With 13 different classes suited for different ages, skill levels, genders, and time slots, Hayasaki Gymnastics is a class for your child. When thinking about the cost per class, don't think of it as that. Think about it as an investment in your child's future. Call 351-2003 or email info@hayasakigym.com for more information and to sign up for classes.
Experience. Trade war with China is hurting America's farmers.
I'm afraid that this president is driving the global economy and our economy into recession.
President Trump has maintained the tariffs on China are working, but he's not yet ready to make a deal.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And the Iranian foreign minister blasting the seizure of its oil tanker by the UK was released overnight and calling the U.S. warrant on the tanker politically motivated. America is listening to Fox News.
I mean to tell you, I'm glad you listened to my show, because I'm just telling you now. Did you hear that? They're talking about a recession. It might happen at the end of 20. That's 2022. We have no idea what's going to happen in 2020. Let alone, it's the new Russia. Now it's recession, because they know the economy is too hot right now. Local news brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda at 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Villa Grove man has been charged with criminal sexual assault and aggravated domestic battery. Police say 24-year-old Dustin White and the woman he's accused of assaulting had a dating relationship. The News Gazette says on August 10th, he was upset with the woman for not giving him her full attention. He allegedly hit her with his open hands, and with a whip, he then allegedly sexually assaulted her. This happened at a home in Urbana. He was arrested on Friday and is due in court today. The University of Illinois Police Department is reminding students to be aware of scams. A blog post on the university's website says the reminder comes soon after a U of I employee was scammed out of about $69,000 after getting a call from someone pretending to be a representative of the Social Security Administration, claimed that the victim's Social Security number had been compromised. You're up to date.
I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. NMLS number 1772943.
Here is your weather for Central Illinois, Diane Ducey.
It's foggy, and as Chris called in, make sure you got your headlights on so people can see you. So we've got a high about 88 today and down to around 70 this evening. A chance of precipitation, 20%. 40% shot at showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs in the mid-80s down into the mid-60s. Currently 70 with the fog. ESPN 93.5.
All right, happy to welcome from Fox Business, Susan Lee. She is live in Hong Kong. Susan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Stevie J?
Nice to have you on our program. I'm trying to figure out the timing. It's nighttime. What is it, about midnight there now?
No, it's just around 12-hour difference. Wait, you're in the Midwest. So right now it's 8:34 p.m. here, so maybe you're on Central time. It's still a little bit early in the evening.
You got me by 13 hours. Anyway, great. Thank you for being on this morning. I am highly concerned. I love Hong Kong. Was there in January. This is unprecedented. I mean, the amount of people that are coming out for these protests, I mean, never, I don't think Hong Kong's ever had this. Is this correct?
It's close to a record. Hong Kong has been around, obviously, for a few hundred years. But in terms of this recent generation, the people that I speak to here in the city, they haven't seen anything like this in terms of the united front in protesting and demanding something from Beijing, but some also say, look, we're on a path to 2047 when the one country, two systems promises expires, and that's when Beijing, by the way, fully takes over and might be implementing their style of government.
It all started with the extradition where they could bring people from Hong Kong to Beijing. Is that how it started?
Yes, it all started, well, I would say that was a tipping point. I mean, there have been concerns brewing throughout the years. For instance, since Hong Kong was handed back to Chinese rule, a lot of mainland China immigrants have flooded into the city of Hong Kong. And in some ways, they've also brought some of the social issues with them, meaning overcrowding, fitting up some of the apartments and residential apartments as well. And the prices have been astronomical, where young kids feel that they can't get the right jobs to afford to pay for some of this land. So this has been brewing for a long time, and the extradition bill could be called the straw that broke the camel's back. And this was the extradition law that was introduced by the current chief executive, Carrie Lam, which would have extradited anybody in Hong Kong, whether you're a resident or an expat, to stand trial in China. And some thought, okay, this is a slippery slope where we can't come back from. And by the way, we were promised 50 years of having our own autonomy away from Chinese rule. And they felt, Hong Kongers felt, that that was slipping away way too quickly and way too soon.
Well, how does this end? Because I think now it's spread to the protesters want more than just that. I don't know how China diffuses the tens and even hundreds of thousands of people that are protesting.
And close to a million that hit the streets yesterday on Sunday, and a 2 million in June. So it's a fine balancing act that Beijing has to try to, I guess, perform at this point. So, obviously they don't want these protests to give a signal or a sign to any other city in China, mainland China, to say that you can start demonstrating and protesting and wanting your democracy and freedom. But then, Hong Kong has also been governed by a different system for the past 130 years. And so they live by different rules as well. But then how do you, I guess, quell a movement that started in more of a democratic system? I think it's a tight balancing act for Beijing, and I still think they're trying to figure out what their options are. The easy ones might be to get rid of the chief executive, Carrie Lam, who introduced this very controversial, highly unpopular extradition law. But then what's next? Obviously, people might demand more in the future. And then if you're Beijing, how do you alleviate this and make people happy?
You don't want this going on in Shanghai or Beijing. I mean, again, I know that they don't want to look like they're giving in. But, man, I'm telling you, the numbers are too big. I mean, they know who the leaders of this thing are, I'm sure. But with everybody they don't know.
That's been a hallmark. That's been a hallmark of these protests, is that it's leaderless. So you can't, shall we say, cut off the head of the giant. So back in 2014, we had a similar type of movement called the Umbrella Movement. And back then, they were demanding their democracy and right to vote for the leader of the city, the chief executive. But then they had two student leaders who were arrested 2 months after the movement started. And that pretty much ended those protests. So they learned from that case back in 2014. And this time around, they wanted to be leaderless. So Beijing and by extension, the Hong Kong government can't target those certain individuals. And as you see, when they hold these press conferences like they did today, these protest leaders usually cover up their faces with sunglasses or something across their eyes and their mouths, and they wear headgear as well. So this has been a hallmark and a strategy by this ongoing pro-democracy movement.
Wow. I mean, this could be historic. And of course, I'm old enough to remember the horrific Tiananmen Square scene and all of those things that occurred in the late 80s. It was just horrible. Are you from Hong Kong, Susan?
My parents, so we are Cantonese, Southern Chinese, and I lived in Hong Kong when I was young before moving over to Canada.
Well, you're certainly doing a great job reporting for Fox. We really appreciate the insight and your time this morning. Stay safe. Thanks for the great reporting.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate Susan Lee live in Hong Kong this morning here on ESPN 93.5. A million people coming out, leaderless. Good luck.
Mm.
You can dial down, but the problem is they're dialing up. Mm-hmm. The protesters now want more than just the extradition stuff taken away. They want the leader to go, and they want protections that they can have their one country, two systems. And how do I describe Hong Kong? Western. I mean, it's Asian people in New York City, minus the crime. They don't allow stuff like that. It's a little more strict. It's a clean place. There's like 8 million people on this island. A lot of people. Walking around, I mean, the impeccable malls that we saw, it's just a very Western Sam's Tailor shop where we bought a suit coat and some shirts and stuff. All the famous people, I mean, all the famous people in the world, presidents, Michael Jackson, Prince Charles, Lady Di, everybody has been to that little suit shop. And it's very, very Western. And they don't want this thing that China does, a little suppression stuff going on. They just don't, and they say, hey, we're not doing it. And so China says, excuse me, we've been around about 3,000 years. You're going to say, what? And they don't want this going on in China, like Beijing and Shanghai, where there are a lot of people that probably aren't thrilled with the system. So lots going on. Just wanted to brief you, let you know Hong Kong is a big deal for the world. And then what does the U.S. do? What do we do? What do we say? We ought to be supportive of pro-democracy. But then again, we got a trade thing going on now.
Mm-hmm.
And they say butt out. That's what China told us. Stay out of it. All right, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. If you want to go test drive a BMW today, or a Honda today, you need a new van? Man, they got some nice ones. And you could also look at the leasing programs. Leasing programs will get the payment way down.
Yeah.
And everything's kind of turnkey. You don't pay for a thing except gas. It's all covered for 3 years. And you can ask about the lease payment. We have a lease on a Civic, $300 a month or so. Pretty good for a beautiful Honda Civic. You can check it out for yourself. You can drivechampagne.com online. Go see Ben Quattrone or Craig over there on the Honda side, Kenny on the BMW side. Great dealership, an award-winning dealership. Drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. You can always text in 359-2255, 359-2255. Text in from Paul. When I was talking about if you say recession enough, about, you know, got to hammer the economy. Paul says it actually worked last week. Dow went down 800. I mean, you can talk people into anything. Why would you talk them into something bad? for power. That's essentially right. What it's all about. I want to control it. But right now, I mean, when you're talking about screaming about a recession in 2022, that's a little ways down the road. And we have no idea. There's an indicator that happened that the last time it happened, we had one 2 years later. So now you go on the news shows, everybody's saying the R word now. People are feeling pretty solid right now, and you go find a new job, it's going to be great. People are looking to hire good people.
Agreed.
But they've tried everything else, so they got to talk about how bad the economy is now. It's not working for everybody, just the rich. Okay, I think I've heard that before. Coming up in 17 minutes, now 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Go Stever goes live with $30 bills to go golf at Stone Creek, but you got to be registered. You have hundreds and hundreds registered already, just wanting to make sure. The alert is out there, $30 to golf at Stone Creek. Just because you're registered, you still have time to register. And then at 8 a.m. sharp, these things fly off the shelf. You just go online, you log in, and then you push accept for the offer.
Okay.
And why not? Why wouldn't you take $30 from me?
Nice.
Okay. Just something. Yeah. Yeah. 8 a.m. Just checking all the mechanics of it. GoStever.com to get in on $30 to go golf at Stone Creek. All right, check your sports coming up.
August is one of the favorite months at Game Day Spirit. The team at Game Day, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, are excited to welcome new and returning students back to school at the University of Illinois. Students, listen up. If you want the real thing, the official gear of the Fighting Illini, there's only one place to shop this school year. It's Game Day Spirit. Shop online at GameDaySpirit.com or in-store at Neil and Kirby in Champaign or on Green Street in Campus Town. I'd go with Game Day. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Two magical things come from Milwaukee, beer and power tools. Milwaukee is the beer capital of the world, and Northern Tool is the capital of Milwaukee Power Tools. If you need to drill, saw, hammer, grind, or screw something in right, Northern Tool has the right Milwaukee Power Tool for you at the lowest price. Get yours at Northern Tool and Equipment and northerntool.com. Then, after a long day's work, crack open a cold one, knowing you did it right. Cheers to you, Northern Tool.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Views of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal Housing Insurance, State Farm.
Liberty Mutual. They've got a very familiar jingle.
Yes, they do.
Liberty, Liberty. I don't like the ostrich one, though. I kind of like their... We covered that. That was Farmers, though. I get them confused. No, that's right. Liberty is the guy with the... We covered that.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that Liberty? Anyway. A lot of good Geico. There's a lot of good commercials.
Yeah.
And make you
especially
look.
Especially on the insurance industry.
They do a good job. Spend a lot of money on their marketing and their creative. Let's check your sports headlines.
St. Louis beat Cincinnati 5-4 yesterday. They'll gear up for a series against Milwaukee. Lost to Washington 16-8 yesterday. Let's get more details with your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals are back home to play the Brewers and the Rockies on a nice homestand this week. We'll have the Hall of Fame weekend and the Players weekend, but it turned out to be a decent weekend in Cincinnati as the Cardinals gained a split, hanging on to win 5-4 yesterday. Carlos Martinez got the save for Jack Flaherty.
And hanging on is the right term for what happened in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Reds rallied. They scored a couple of runs. Carlos Martinez picked up save number 14, but he was not at his sharpest. Jack Flaherty gets the win. He deserved it. He pitched well again, and Jack Flaherty continues to shine.
So the Cardinals come home in first place, and they're playing the Brewers, who are challenging for the division and perhaps a wild card. On the mound tonight, it's Dakota Hudson against Zach Davies, and we're on the air from Busch Stadium at 5:50 for the 6:45 game.
Cubs will have the day off today after beating the Pirates 7-1 yesterday. They had at least three home runs.
Castellanos drives one in the air deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Nicholas Castellanos gives the Cubs a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Hayward hit one. Rizzo hit one. 8,000 people. That's all that was at
Williamsport.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. The little leaguers get to hang out with the players.
They
have little leaguers announcing the players coming to the bat. They had the players with nicknames on the back of their jerseys.
Nice.
It was fun. It was a long day, Joe Maddon said, but a good one for the Cubs as they win a series. Is it the first time they won a road series this year? It might be.
Okay. San Francisco tomorrow, 7:05 start on US 105.9. Angels over the White Sox, 9-2. Ivan Nova on the mound as they gear up to head to Minnesota to take on the Twins. We had NFL action last night with your Saints beating the Chargers 19-17.
Yep.
And Minnesota over Seattle in preseason football. 25-19 was the final there.
All the fantasy drafts are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have had them. Some are coming up. That's a big, big deal.
San Francisco's at Denver tonight. Sportscaster Jack Whitaker passes away at the age of 95. Justin Thomas wins a $1.7 million purse in Medina. Thomas Peters, former Illini, wins the Czech Masters. That's his second time winning that.
Yep.
So that's his course. Will power the checkered flag in Poconos. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yep. Okay. And again, we welcome all texts this morning, 359.
Only a third of a mile of visibility, so we had Chris Snodgrass calling in and warning people to make sure their headlights are on, not necessarily to use them in the fog, but to be seen in the fog.
That's correct. 359-2255, you're always welcome to text in. Now, this morning in 9 minutes, our offer to go golf at Stone Creek for $30. And when you accept offer, you don't go further. Don't push complete offer or you'll lose the voucher. Some people go so fast, then they go complete. No, don't complete. Complete is for Stone Creek to hit.
Gotcha.
Last time we're going, and I know how it is. Sometimes you just go, go slow.
Has it engaged? Has it not?
Yeah, just read it. It's okay. Once you hit accept, you're good. And then you can read everything, but don't go all the way to complete. We're just learning together, holding hands, doing this thing.
GoStever.com.
Yep. You got to be registered. You got 8 minutes. Mark. Good luck.
There are a lot of places you can buy Illini gear, but if you want the official gear of the Fighting Illini, you need to get it at Game Day Spirit, because they are the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. You could buy your Illini gear where you buy your cereal, or you could buy at the official merchandiser, Game Day Spirit. You could buy your gear where you get your groceries, or you could buy from the official fan store. Get it from Game Day Spirit. Get the latest styles from top name brands like Nike and Champion. Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby in Champaign and on Green Street in Canton.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign on South Neal Street is the perfect place to pick up dinner for the family on your way home from work. Whether it's a chicken fajita meal for everyone to share, a cheese quesadilla for the kids, or a margarita for yourself, El Toro will have the food hot and ready for you. Just call them at 217-378-7807 to place an order. That's 217-378-7807. Can't make it to the restaurant? They'll bring the food to you. Delivery is also available. Just visit their website at eltororestaurante.com and click on the delivery tab.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. In the Stevie J ranking of janitorial supply companies, they're number one in the world. Betsy and Brad Parks, friends of mine. 359-6260, they got all the stuff you need to clean. On Bloomington Road in Champaign, go online, cmiclean.com.
A third of a mile of visibility right now. Today's high 88, 69 our low this evening. Chance of precipitation at 20%. 40% shot at scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow and Wednesday as we get up to 86 both days, down to around 65 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Rodney Davis, Congressman Davis, is having a thing at...
Open government night at Parkland College.
Okay. And
doors open at 6.
Yeah. Doors open at 5, I think, and it starts at 6.
Oh, okay.
5 o'clock. And here's hoping that it's...
civil?
Yep. And I think you have to submit a question, so I don't think there's a mic. You can just go on and on.
Okay.
So you'd submit a question, and here's hoping you're just... not out there to get a viral video somehow and be selfish and take the time when you can ask real questions. Rodney Davis and State Representative Holbrook?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's at Parkland College this evening.
Tay and Piper in the afternoon, teaming with U of I Meat Sales Room, grilling and chilling on ESPN 93.5. They're going to get you ready for tailgating.
Good idea.
Grilling and chilling U of I Meat Sales Room begins next Monday because it's the Monday before our first football game, believe it or not. Unbelievable. And then we're handing out bags, the Prospect Bank bags, welcoming back U of I students who are back for the most part this week.
Yes, certificates from Salad Meister and Jet's Pizza. Also, Octave Apartments is involved in on the fun. And FedEx has a cup for you to use. So
yep,
pretty cool, the free stuff inside.
State Farm Center, Body Work Associates, Rosati's Pizza. Prospect Bank bags, we're handing them out Sunday at Quad Day out and around campus. Can't be on Quad, but we're around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're free stuff, and the students love them.
By the way, move-in day going on, and a lot of congestion on campus. So if you can avoid the area, that's always advised.
We know how to do that.
Yeah.
There's still barricades and some construction going on, too.
Some cardboard recycling going on. So if you have empty boxes, they've got their head around it, and you can do this.
All right, 7:56. We're going to go live to London next. Stand by.
Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis, inviting you to join me for an open government night I'm hosting in conjunction with State Representative Brad Halbrook and the News Gazette on Monday, August 19th at Parkland College in Champaign. Doors open at 5 p.m. The program starts at 6. We look forward to hearing and talking about the issues that are important to you. For more info, visit my website, rodneydavis.house.gov.
Paid for by the official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.